Seems like everyone wants a piece of the legal marijuana industry these days, even beer brewers. And the timing couldn't be better. 9 U.S. states plus D.C. have legalized recreational marijuana, and in Canada, the whole nation is set to legalize it on October 17th. Molson Coors is just the latest and one of the largest companies to announce it's creating a line of cannabis-infused beverages to be sold in Canada. Terry Lake is the VP of Corporate Responsibility for Hydropothecary. It's a Canadian cannabis grower that's partnering with Molson Coors to develop the drink. Terry joins us from Gatineau, Quebec. So what exactly is cannabis beer, Terry? How much marijuana content, how much alcohol content is in it?
Well, it's a really important question because a lot of people have confusion around this, Marco. There will be no alcohol in these cannabis-infused beverages. This will be a whole range of different beverages, and cannabis will be the active ingredient.
So for the product you're developing, after a couple of cans of this stuff, you won't feel tipsy, but you will feel stoned? I know that's the thing everybody wants me to ask.
Well, it goes back to our old sort of understanding or perhaps misunderstanding of cannabis generally. There are different active ingredients in cannabis. THC is the one that most people associate with that feeling of getting high, and it certainly is the one that has the greatest psychoactive effects. But there's also other cannabinoids, active ingredients, including CBD or cannabidiol, and that is an ingredient that, while it may make you feel a little uplifted, its real effects are on reducing inflammation and reducing pain and modulating mood. So that really doesn't get you high in the sense that we're used to when we think of cannabis. So these beverages could actually be for different purposes. There may be one that puts you in a good mood to listen to some music, or others that are more of a wellness drink.
What are these drinks going to taste like?
Again, a whole variety of different possibilities there. You could take a de-alcoholized beer, for instance, and have cannabis infused into that beverage. So people would get the taste of beer and yet get the effects of cannabis, whether that's THC or CBD. We see in the United States, for instance, you've got drinks like Happy Apple in Washington State that are an apple-flavored cannabis-infused drink. It could be soda water. It could be coffee flavors. Really, it's limitless. And this joint venture company that we're putting together with Molson Coors Canada will have really free rein to explore all those possibilities.
How do you exactly make a cannabis-infused beverage? Is it similar to making beer?
Well, it's actually not as easy as it sounds because, you know, alcohol is water soluble. So putting alcohol in a drink is relatively easy. But cannabis and the ingredients of cannabis are largely fat soluble, which means you need to have techniques in order to allow that active ingredient to stay in solution or at least suspended evenly in a drink. And there are proprietary technologies that are designed to do that. That's something that we hope to bring to the table in this joint venture so that you will have a drink that really will assume the taste and the look of the other components of the beverage.
So October 17th is the date for Canada to legalize marijuana. When will Canadians expect to see a Molson Coors cannabis beverage on store shelves?
Well, the Cannabis Act, which is the legislation passed by the Parliament of Canada, says that within a year, edibles and concentrates need to be brought into the regulation. And so we are hopeful that in September of 2019, we will see cannabis-infused beverages. And our goal will be to have those products available on the first day that they can be sold.
And Terry, say like 5 years from now, do you think it's going to be pretty typical for, you know, Canadians on their way home from work on a Friday afternoon to stop by a store and pick up a six-pack of cannabis beer?
I don't think it will be unusual. I don't think the cannabis-infused beverages will replace beer. I know that a great IPA is still my drink of choice, but it will certainly, for some people, be a substitute, something that they have as well as drinking alcoholic beverages. It's just another choice. And the stigma around cannabis here in Canada is dropping rapidly, and I think it's going to be widely accepted.
Terry Lake of Hydropothecary, the Canadian cannabis grower that's partnering with Molson Coors to develop a line of cannabis-infused drinks. Thanks very much, Terry.
Thanks, Marco. Great to talk to you.